Hey everybody, this is Isaac, your host of the Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture Podcast. Today we're going to talk about what else? Rappers in the Illuminati? Of course we are. XXX, Drake, Jay-Z, it's all there. We're going to talk about aliens in Russia. We're going to talk about Russian people. Trigger warning. Get ready. We got a lot going on today. I'm going to give you a sneak, sort of like sneak preview breakdown of all the projects I got coming up here this summer. It's going to be a real good show. And if you want to support me, support the show, you want to be just a good person overall in general, patreon.com/Illuminati Watcher gets you there. You'll get early access to all the podcasts, no commercials on the podcast, a free copy of the world's greatest book, The Dark Path. That's my most recent book that gives you the breakdown of the Illuminati and occult doctrine and agenda in entertainment. Undeniable proof, Illuminate confirmed. Go get it. What else do you get? You get entrance into book giveaways. I have signed books from my guests sometimes that I give away. I haven't had a guest in a few weeks. I'm working on it. But anyways, and you get the pride of knowing that you're helping independent thought live on. So check it out, patreon.com/Illuminati Watcher. Here's the show. Yo, yo, yo. This is Isaac.
Isaac Weishaupt.
Today we're going to get into a couple of cool little topics. We're going to talk about some rappers. I know I've been heavy on the rap lately, but there's been big moves being made, and I think it's worth taking a look, because the rest of the mainstream media doesn't seem to be interested in talking about some of the very strange coincidences involved here. Of course, I'm talking about Drake and XXXTentacion. If you're not familiar with who those people are, they're both rappers. One is dead, X. And the theory that I put together, and it wasn't just me, I mean, other people have been talking about this too, is that Drake could very well be involved here. Obviously, I don't know that to be a fact, but if you look at the various amounts of evidence that suggest some fuckery afoot, you can see that maybe, just maybe, there's some weird stuff going on inside the music industry. To give you a very brief recap, X talked about how Drake was actually going to kill him. This was a few months before his death. He said that he was snitching on him right now on his Instagram. And I talked about this on a previous episode. Thus, the reason for keeping this brief. And then he was shot and killed inside of his BMW. And then it got a little bit further cemented that Drake might have been involved. If you look at the symbolism and the theories and what these actual people say. I mean, a couple days before X was killed, he was on an Instagram video saying he was going to be a sacrifice. Now, if you followed my work for the years I've been doing this, I talked about Drake and his symbolism of the owl and Minerva, the goddess of wisdom. This is the pagan god, and the owl is very important to these Illuminati folks, because if you look at the Bohemian Grove, they've got the giant owl that they sacrifice children to. I mean, mock sacrifices. Of course they wouldn't do the real thing. Of course they wouldn't do such a horrible thing, would they? I don't know. So Drake's obviously got the symbolism of the owl in a lot of his work and his art and his, music label, OVO, October's Very Own, The October Surprise, Scorpio Rising, and then Drake dropped his album called Scorpion. Now, before we get into Scorpion, I want to talk a little bit about Drake himself and all of the strange things that happen around this guy. Because last year, I believe it was in October, and I talked about this, Anthony Fifth Soares, he was a friend or associate of Drake's that was shot and killed at 3 a.m. I talked about the symbolism of 3 a.m. as the inverted witching hour, inversion of 3 p.m., the time at which Jesus Christ was crucified. So I put up the allegations that, hey, that's kind of odd that he died at 3 a.m., but it happens, right? In the picture floating around social media and such of Anthony Fithsoras, you can see he's doing the 666 hand to the all-seeing eye. Now, we see this symbol everywhere. None of these journalists seem to want to ask the question as to why everyone's doing this. The only rational explanation I've ever heard is that the gang, the Bloods, do this. I imagine that's so. I've seen it in plenty of rap videos with Tekashi 6ix9ine, who appears to be a Blood, I guess, I'm assuming. And you see it in those videos often. So Drake had another rapper friend named Smoke Dog, who recently died. Last week he died at a nightclub. And what was the name of that nightclub? It's close. It's on the tip of my tongue. It's Cube. He died at a nightclub called Cube. Now this is important, because the Cube is symbolic of Saturn, the Dark Lord. In terms of the Illuminati or the occult or whatever you want to call this group, the Cube represents Saturn, and Saturn is the sixth planet from the sun. That is a lot of tie-ins to 666. It's also, at the time, it was the outermost planet that they could observe, so they thought of it as the other, the adversary, the archetype of Satan himself. Saturn was supposedly the thing that brought the material aspect to this world together, and when you look at the secret history of the occult, they believe Saturn represented this force that solidified matter. It was a necessary evil to coalesce material into the form in which it is. So Smoke Dog, another friend of Drake, dies at the Cube. And I've got a whole article about the Black Cube and Saturn on IlluminatiWatcher.com. It's a fascinating subject. It goes very deep, and you'll notice a lot of artwork throughout the world is symbolic of this cube. The cube represents the earth, the material realm. Because when you zoom out and look at all of this Illuminati stuff, it's always some kind of understanding of the material versus the spiritual. Which is very curious to me, because a lot of these people we associate with the quote-unquote Illuminati, they seem to be more atheistic than that. Like the Church of Satan, for example. They don't necessarily believe in a god or a devil. In fact, I was talking to a friend who was a big fan of the band Ghost, a band I don't necessarily follow. They've got very interesting imagery. It's the lead singer apparently takes on the persona of a pope and does a whole like sort of mock ritual of the Christian faith, you know, a sacrilegious communion and such. And the reason that he does that apparently is because they're anti-religion, and they want to wake the Christians up to by mocking the, you know, Christ and the religion and all that. So we see that kind of stuff with the Church of Satan. They embody the devil or Satan, and they call upon demons in their rituals. But then they come back and say, well, you know, we don't believe in Satan. We just believe in a sort of ethereal realm, which is very odd to me. It's kind of like if you're an atheist, I don't know how you could possibly believe that there is a universal power that you're talking to. I don't really get that. But I'm not a member, so I couldn't tell you. But where were we going here? Oh, we're talking about the Cube, yeah. So the Cube basically represents the dark forces, the necessary evils, because in the terms of the history of the occult, they believe that these dark forces, the Saturnian forces, materialized and evolved the world, and it was only through the evolution that man could form his own thoughts. Now, don't get triggered, man and woman, I'm just saying, man in general, humankind, we'll say. So anyways, they believe that Saturn gave him this ability where man could have his own thoughts and create his own reality. Because the thought is basically how God created the world, through emanations of the mind. He thought things into existence before they appeared. So man could make his own sort of world and be his own God. Which again is why they always do all this stuff. It's always related to man becoming God and abandoning the organized religions, Christianity being the worst offender, apparently. Now, when you look at Smoke Dog, and I'm not familiar with his work, but I read online that he was in the Halal gang. I know nothing of this. And some people have been trying to claim that this was related to the hit taken out on X. So they're saying Drake had this connection with Smoke Dog, who was in this gang, and they were somehow able to take him out. I don't know. Obviously, this white boy has no idea what goes on in the real gang life. But if you look at Drake's song called Mob Ties, his lyrics are, "In a rocket, and that bitch ain't got no tags. Louis bags in exchange for body bags." Now, if you think about what happened to X, he was shot and murdered in his car, and all that they took was his Louis bag, Louis Vuitton. Because these rappers, they talk about carrying bags, and bags usually have tons of money in it. I want to say it's 20,000 up is what the standard is for saying you've got a bag. I know those of you who don't listen to rap have no idea what I'm talking about, but trust me, that's what they do. It's what they say. They talk about carrying a bag, and it's usually a designer bag, Gucci, Louis, whatever it be, and they fill it with cash. Why you'd walk around with that much cash on you, don't ask me. I don't know. I've never even seen that much cash. So in Drake's song, he says that lyric. And mind you, this is the Scorpion album just came out just a few weeks after X's murder. Drake's been pretty silent on X since X's murder because a lot of people, because they had a beef between Drake and X. So a lot of people thought, I wonder if Drake had anything to do with this. And of course, Aubrey, that's Drake's real name, Aubrey from Canada, you know he's not really doing it. He was a drama kid in high school, so how scary is that? Of course, so was Tupac, you know, and Tupac was pretty cool dude, so not to knock him or anything. But if you look at the Scorpion album, there's also a song called Talk Up, and this song features Jay-Z. And the lyrics, it starts out and says, "Lots of sixes in here tonight." What's he talking about? He calls himself the Six God in reference to Toronto, where he's from, which doesn't necessarily make sense, but I guess he's trying to make it so that people call Toronto the Six. And we've looked at this before in the past, but like the area codes of Toronto, like, one of them has a six in it, but like that's a far cry from the reason we call it a six. So he says, "Lots of sixes in here tonight," which we could say 666. Drake, illuminate, confirm. And the last line of the song, which is provided by Jay-Z himself, he says, "Y'all killed X and let Zimmerman live. Shh, streets is done." So what is this? What's he talking about here? Is this the vow of silence when he says shh? Or is he perpetuating violence and calling for these sort of misguided, you know, young gang members, calling for them to kill George Zimmerman? You remember George Zimmerman? He was the guy down in Florida that shot Trayvon Martin, I think. Trayvon Martin. Because Trayvon Martin, you know, he was the guy that had the young black man who had the hood on. And I think he had Skittles in his pocket. And Zimmerman was this jackass vigilante guy. Thought he was protecting the neighborhood. And got into a fight with Trayvon. And ended up shooting and killing him. And then he got off the hook with it. He got acquitted. Which, you know, and I'm not defending Zimmerman. He's a turd for sure. But I do think it's a little messed up that Jay-Z's out here. I mean, Jay-Z's living in excessive wealth and power, got Beyonce, and he found a better way to live than street life. And he's calling for other people to basically perpetuate this. I mean, it's great for him to call for that, right? And like Jay-Z's, you know, he was apparently from the streets, right? He got in trouble for stabbing that dude, then got off the hook in the 90s. I talked about that in Sacrifice Magic Behind the Mic, the world's greatest hip-hop conspiracy book of all time. Because in it, I talked about the power of media and symbolism. Because Jay-Z was caught on a camera with a what they called bubble coats back then. I don't know that that's a thing anymore, but they were like big puffy coats. And he was wearing one, and the surveillance footage of him supposedly going to stab this guy, the jacket that he was wearing sold out like it within a day or whatever. So it just goes to show the power of this kind of stuff, which is why X, after he died, his albums hit number one. It's always this unfortunate tragedy that gets these people to the top of the charts. It is indeed a sacrifice of a living person and their soul in exchange for infamy and money. Some people experience it one way, some people experience it another. Some people claim that Drake is sending sacrifices over to the Illuminati for his fame. And look, I like Drake. I like his music. Don't get me wrong. But like, I think it's curious because Drake, I mean, let's talk a little conspiracy here, folks. I'm just freestyling here, but like Drake, he was pretty much the first guy to successfully be both an R&B singer and a rapper. Because I remember when he first came out, I didn't like him. I said, no, that's not my brand of rapper. I will not have it. But then it grew on me, and you know, I like Drake. I like his music. But X, he was very similar in the sense that he didn't stick to one genre. He was capable of doing sort of like a metal rock sound of anger to rap to a bit of R&B. You know, he's very dynamic. If you listen to his albums, they're actually really good, but they're far too depressing for me to like listen to continuously. And speaking of which, he had his video. His most popular, most recent song was called Sad. And he wrote and created this video for it that was released posthumously. And in the video, you see him battling himself. He walks into a funeral home, and you see X's body in a casket. And then the new X with the blue hair comes in, and he fights X in the casket. Previous X, I don't know, old X. X with the half blonde, half black head of hair. You see them fight. He rises from the dead, from the coffin, which is similar to what we saw in the first Deadpool, which is similar to what we saw in Alice in Wonderland. It's this idea of going underground and being reborn into something new. And I know you know, use it, follow me for a period of time, probably hear me talk about this all the time, but it's continuously in an entertainment, this idea of being resurrected into something new. It's a sort of a cult principle because, you know, you trace this back to the Egyptian mystery schools. They were taking people and they would bury them underground underneath the pyramids in Egypt for 3 days, and then they would resurrect them as a new person in the enlightened ways of the occult. So we could argue that we see this in the video from X. And as part of the video, he's talking to what appears to be a Grim Reaper kind of thing. And it is called Gekyume. Not sure if I'm pronouncing that right. Gekyume. I have no clue what that means. But this, every time he talks to this Grim Reaper, the scene is set by zooming in into his all-seeing eye. So again, we see the symbolism. Because the all-seeing eye is something we see all the time in entertainment. All the freaking time. Every artist has some, or celebrity has some kind of photo out there where they're covering up one of their eyes or putting the hand over the eye, doing the 666 over the eye, because the all-seeing eye represents an awakening. They are enlightened into the secret esoteric doctrines. It's their pineal gland, the all-seeing eye. So, we see this in the video. They zoom in the pineal gland, the all-seeing eye, and we see interesting language. If you watch the video, there is talk of transmutation. And when I saw that, I was immediately queued up, because this is a concept which you really only see referenced in alchemy. Alchemy, of course, is the occult practice of which started with a scientist trying to take a base metal and transmutate it into gold. It's sort of like this idea of him rising from the dead or rising from the ashes, like a phoenix resurrected into a perfected being. Or as the Theosophists call it, the integrated ascended master. No longer required to be reborn into a new body. They are ready to move on to the next stage. Which is what he's saying in this video. He's changing into something new. And this is proven if you watch the video, the last scene, there's a handwritten letter from X that he says this exact thing. He says he's changing into something new. Everyone changes. And he's changing. Now, if you want to take the rational approach, which nobody wants, trust me, the obvious meta explanation here would be that X knew he was dying. So he shows himself in the casket. He felt like he was going to be taken out. He said this on Instagram. He said Drake was going to take him out. Then he films a video with him dead. He knew it was coming. Or was he trying to say that this was an alchemical rebuilding process for him to make himself a better person? Because, like I said before, this young man had a troubled history, troubled past, and he was a real dick to a lot of people. Allegedly, he was domestically violencing his girlfriend. He didn't have the best track record, we'll say. But you know what? That's not up to us mortal humans to make that call that he has to go. You have to give people a chance. And this young man had a chance to rehabilitate himself into something better. And that may have been what we see, the symbolism of the video. But that was robbed and taken away from him. Now, you talk about these artists, they're definitely on a different wavelength than the normies, like such as myself, maybe. But these artists, they seem to be able to predict their own death. David Bowie, he had the Black Star album. That was his last album. Had a lot of weird symbolism in that video. Notorious B.I.G., he talked about dying. Jimi Hendrix did it. John Lennon. Tupac, of course, who had an entire album, the Columinati Machiavelli series, where he talks about faking, you know, because Machiavelli is based on faking one's own death, which is where a lot of the theories about Tupac actually not dying came from, because his last album was Machiavelli. Of course, Eminem and Proof, remember that? The rapper named Proof from Detroit there. They had a video called Toy Soldiers where it actually showed Proof getting shot and killed in front of the club. Then it happened. How do they know this happens? How do they do it, folks? I don't know. I couldn't tell you. They're on a different wavelength, I think, and that's why you hear people like, what's his name? Neil deGrasse Tyson telling Katy Perry when the aliens come, the artists have to be the one to communicate with them because they're on a different wavelength. Speaking of aliens, there was a UFO spotted over the World Cup in Russia. Russia. Our mortal enemies here in America. Are they pushing an alien agenda? RT News, they seem to be interested in some form of disclosure. You constantly see them covering aliens and UFOs, because I've been following them for some time now. Then I saw this article last week, July 3rd to be exact, about a woman named Anastasia who was arrested for murdering and dismembering her boyfriend, Dmitry. Very Russian names here. They said they found the young man's body butchered with a kitchen knife and put in position to make it look like a satanic idol of Baphomet. Says that they were both interested in the occult and BDSM, which of course is, bondage sex. But police show that his body was drained of blood, dismembered, and had his hands, feet, and face mutilated. I'm trying to find it here. The fingers were cut off in the shape of Baphomets, where you know how the Baphomet, the goat, has the two hands, one pointing up, one pointing down, as above, so below, with the two fingers. But then she even cut his toes off to make it look like he had hooves, like hooves. Hooves or hooves? Hooves, like the goat. It's very disturbing. See if there's more worth talking about. His penis was severed off. That's worth talking about. So that could very well be because the Baphomet is this androgynous being. It's a male goat with breasts. So she cuts the penis off. Now, the timing of it is also suspect because it happened at the last night in the lunar cycle as a ritual of sacrifice. Now, the best part of this article is I don't know if you ever met some Russian folks. God bless the Russian folks. They'll tell you how it is. They have no qualms with it. And Dmitry, that's the victim. The victim's stepmother said they found everything except his liver in the fridge were the head, hands, and feet. She had drained his blood. I only recognized him by his curls. I asked the expert whether it was possible to bury him humanely, restoring the severed body parts, if we gathered together everything, his hands and feet and the rest. And he threw back the blanket and asked, how? Like a puzzle? Oh, man. Russians, boy. They don't mess around. They don't sugarcoat nothing, do they? I get yelled at by a Russian one time because she thought I stole her jacket. She had a bright yellow Adidas jacket. And without making a long story short, she came back from doing some things and her jacket was no longer there. And she accused me to my face of stealing it. And I thought, I'm still standing here. I'm not wearing your Adidas jacket. But anyways, that's just the way it is. Yeah, cool story, bro, right? And by the way, speaking of the Russians, I finished a book the other day. I'll be damned if I remember the title of it. Yeah, it doesn't matter. What they were saying was that after World War II, I think it was, or it was after the Soviet Union fell. Anyways, the chief commodity in Russia was honesty. If you weren't honest with people, you couldn't make it in society, because they valued honesty so much more after being screwed over by the communist dictators or whatever, that they started kind of telling it like it is kind of stuff. And that's apparently why they're that way, because it's not just me that noticed that. That's the thing. So apparently, like, over in Russian history, that is why they're very outspoken about how they feel, because in their culture, you have to be. it's not like here in America where we, you know, we sugarcoat stuff and bullshit, you know, and I'm sure they have a hard time when they come over here because things here, we don't communicate on the same wavelength as they do over there, is all I'm trying to say. Anyways, finally, I want to talk about Anderson Cooper. Somebody shared an image with me on Twitter. Go to my Twitter, @IlluminatiEyes, right now. Right now. Follow me right now. How are we ever going to get our cult going? I need 1,000 members on my Patreon. Sign up now. Patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher. Be a member of the cult. When we hit 1,000, we're going to get on the Haley Hale-Bopp comet. And we're out of here. Over to Planet Illuminati. Anyways, go to my Twitter and you'll see an image that I retweeted of little Anderson Cooper with his mammy, Gloria Vanderbilt. They're in the bed. She's reading them a tale. And right above her head, you'll see a very strange piece of art. What it looks like is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, inside of a coffin, surrounded by the cherubim. Seraphim, not sure, winged angels. And then above him is, I don't know, Padme from Star Wars with the round sort of what looks like could be horns. It's not really at her head, though. It's kind of more of her shoulders. And people were saying that this is Moloch. I don't know about that. Moloch's typically represented as a bull, but maybe those are horns for the bull. But what I did see on it was that on her right side, there's a sun, and on her left side, there's a moon. One is placed higher than the other. That is exactly what you see in the Baphomet, the goat, with the, you know, the idea of duality or opposites, reconciling the opposites. That's what you see there. So I want you to tell me what you think about that. Is that the Baphomet symbol? Who is this? Sort of dark priest. Is that Jesus Christ in the coffin? Looks just like it. Can't find much history on this image. I saw some people talking about it on Reddit. They had nothing constructive to say. No one's putting together the idea of the Baphomet with the sun and the moon. But that's what's on there. It's very curious. I actually also put it on my Instagram. You can go there @IsaacWeishaupt. Take a look. Because I've got a lot to talk about here. I'm going to do it on some future shows here. This one's going to be a little short because I'm going to tell you why. I got some big shows lined up this month, folks. Big shows. Bigly. I got this whole, and I don't know how long this is going to take me. I might be able to get one of these in this month. I got a whole thing on Jack Parsons. I got something on Marjorie Cameron. Those might be individual shows. There might be one show. Just depends on how much of a good time we're having. We're going to talk about the Illuminati, the actual Illuminati from history, from Bavaria by Adam Weishaupt, who's actually of no relation to me. I know. It's a poor, poor pseudonym. You wouldn't be the first to say that to me. No, I'm not related. Yes, I do have German blood, so maybe, but I don't think I'm related. I just chose it because I actually had the website Illuminati Watcher first, IW, and I had to come up with a name that fit that. Isaac Weishaupt, why not, right? I thought it was funny and clever. Lots of people tell me to kill myself, though, so sad, right? We're going to talk about the Illuminati, of course. Jack Parsons, Marjorie Cameron, Westworld 2. I saw that. I watched the whole series, the whole season. Now, when I did the first Westworld analysis, I did not... that took forever. Because I'm a little slow to learn sometimes, folks. But I'm going to watch this second season maybe twice. I'm not sure. But I'm going to talk about it. If you're curious about what happened in Westworld 2, I got the answers for you. I'm also watching Century of the Self, but the Edward Bernays documentary. That's the truth. I'm going to tell you about that. I'm also going to have a cool review of the film Mother, or Mother, the Darren Aronofsky film. We got stuff on deck, folks. But yeah, I'm trying to compile more more relevant notes, because I got to formulate the structure for those shows, because I don't want to just sit here and like waste your time rambling, jumping back and forth. Actually, do I do that already? A little bit, right? That's okay, though. It could be worse is all I'm trying to say. This is me structuring it. So we're going to do that. Finally, I want to give a huge shout out to you beautiful people that left reviews on Amazon for my books. The Dark Path. I got a few reviews dropped on that thing over the last few weeks, and that means a lot to me. It really does. I read them all. It helps me a ton. If you've read The Dark Path, tell me what you think of it. Drop that review now. Amazon.com. You can find the review section. Help me help you, folks. Help me help you. Because that's what we're here to do. This is a community. And I'm just joking about becoming a cult. Don't be scared. I'm just seriously kidding. The last thing on earth I want to do is be a cult leader. Would that be fun? I don't think so. That's too much. Heavy is the head that wears the crown. All right. Well, I'm going to let you guys go. Thanks for all your time again. Thanks for the reviews on Amazon and iTunes, for my books, for the show. And keep an open mind. Stay tuned because we got lots of cool stuff happening. As always, be your best for those who deserve your best.